Hello friends, thank you for your time and welcome to my podcast on how Gen.AI and industrial metaverse will transform our planet and humanity. I am Ramanan Devarajan and I am with the technology industry for 28 years. Today's topic is how Gen.AI and industrial metaverse will transform our planet and humanity. Let's look at the fiction versus reality. What was fiction 30 years back is now reality, like talking on a watch in a movie called Star Trek is now Apple Watch and so on. Fiction to reality getting narrower to 10 years or less. In the future, it will be less than 3 years based on the pace of digital transformation with Gen AI. Let's look at where are we on privacy. Increasingly, corporates will force humanity to be hooked to digitization, which is not going to be by choice for humans. For example, most of the motor insurance company like Geico provides so-called discount to motor insurance customers by forcing you to keep your mobile always on with Bluetooth enabled, with location services on. This is absolutely holding you on ransom and also not so eco-friendly, since mobile has to be powered frequently, which leads to more carbon emission, especially when the location services are on. But if you don't do, you will end up paying a larger fee. Similarly, Google Maps to all other leading technology providers have their own way to capitalize and force customers to expose their data. Yeah, it's the fact. And now the privacy has become a big fuss. But poor humans have no option, since it has a financial implication like steep discounts or free of cost, which is always the bait to drag you by the neck so that you voluntarily provide or sell your data at no cost. Using the privacy and data, all these corporations make landfill of revenue in terms of analytics and feed for other corporations who require customer data and sentimental analytics and so on. These are billions and billions of dollars of profit. In future, you sneeze and there'll be someone who'll be showing up at your doorstep, offering you a remedy or through online text, since your data will be shared and acted upon on real time. Already humans have become an open book. You'll find the large corporates running the world, governments and federals and political system will be heavily dependent on these firms for their survival. With all these so-called digital transformation and technology advancements, how far humans have advanced? There is a strong theory that aliens are living among us. But what is our knowledge on the extraterrestrial world and other universe? It's literally nil. We neither know what's above our skies nor what's beneath us in deep oceans. That's the amount of advancement humans have had so far. Worst, we don't even know our own human bodily complexities, likes of human brain, or cure for long-term ailment like cancer, which exists for hundreds of years. So what have we accomplished as humans with so-called technology advancements? We are not even able to keep the carbon emissions at bay, and with free will humans have almost destroyed the environment and making Mother Earth fade. And she will rebel, of course, which will be a real thing to watch out. Let's look at the software industry real quick. Gone are the days where the world was dependent on millions of software programmers who have saved the corporates from Y2K to complex programming and so on. World is changing and it is very fast. With the adoption of low-code, no-code powered by Gen AI, a new tsunami is brewing up, and this is going to be a deadly combination, where a domain consultant can simply drag drop objects while the programming will be taken care of by automation by itself. In less than 2 years, 75% of corporates will adapt to this low-code, no-code. And further, this will transform from object-based to voice-based, replacing 90% of programming jobs in the future. Manufacturing marvel is not going to be far with the new era of technology innovation. With advanced industrial metaverse, possibilities of human-free factory automation is slowly shaping up. You can set up a full-fledged human-less factory in a remote location with cheap land prices and control the production from hundreds and thousands of miles away with production just in time, and it will be 24/7 since machines may not ask for rest or breaks or vacations. Tomorrow's agriculture with an objective to feed 8.5 billion people is taking a different stage with advanced technology such as vertical farming, which will be one of these types. Future agriculture will be conducted in manufacturing closed facilities using vertical farming with complete controlled facilities, which will have the ability to structure the produce based on how you want, such as the texture, the taste, the color, the vitamin and fiber contents of the produce. You can even personalize or customize the produce, and this will be drop shipped fresh by the drones. And these facilities will be there in every town, reducing transport expenses with round-the-year produce of your choice. Let's look at how already AI and robots have started a quiet war with humans. The technology companies have started feeding empathy to robots, which eventually will make the robots laugh and cry and feel. Tomorrow's employment boards will be led by robo-HR with significant preference for AI robots. Interestingly, the first robot suicide was reported in South Korea, and the reason was work pressure. This was published that the robot committed suicide jumping off the stairs on June 29th of this year, and the first reported suicide of a robot in the world. Humans have invented AI and robot spending decades, and now humans are afraid of so-called AI terrorism, which means robot going rogue. How will you control a robo which may go rogue? Nations are planning how to control our own inventions. In the future, the human resource head will be an AI, and companies will manufacture robots with specific machine learning based skills for the right job, and the HR robo will interview the other robots for the job with a disclaimer stating humans need not apply. In one of the recent advertisements, the credit card company, the Discovery, had a campaign which states they offer 24/7 human-based helpline, which has become a sudden unique selling proposition or a USP, which denotes that a silent war has already started between humans and robots. With AI getting out of control, will immensely benefit bad actors in the area of deepfake, meddling in elections, and so on. In a recent news, AI is campaigning on behalf of a mayor in a county election. With the voice cloning on the rise, there is no way to recognize what is fake or real, which is leading to very dangerous times. If robots start revolting based on the human feeds, there will be an uncontrolled revolution by robots and AI based on the deep learning on Earth's laws fed by humans. Will humans become victims to this, or will humans be punished for wrongdoings by robots who will simply go by the books fed by the human with no emotions attached? How will you bring order across the world? These are some questions which has no answers. Like recently, Elon Musk mentioned that AI will take most of the human jobs. Then what is the point in efficient production, and who will have the ability to buy these products if humans are out of job and no income or wages to the humans? How will the government intervene? Perhaps the world may become like the movie which was released in 2016-17 by Steven Spielberg called Ready Player One, where the only way to earn is through gaming in alternative world. Maybe that's why the world is preparing with the invention of hunger-free pill, which has hit the market already. With one pill, you'll not be hungry for a week. Maybe very soon, we will have another version of the pill where if you consume, you will not be hungry for a whole month or a year. Are these problems or solutions to the humankind? What will be the way of life for the next generation? Let's watch out and discuss perhaps in the next podcast. Thank you for your time and listening to this podcast. I am Ramanan Devarajan signing off. If you have liked this, please share with your friends. Goodbye for now till we meet in my next podcast. Thank you.